I'm Donna.
And I'm Carrie.
And we are Paranormal Chicks.
Sinister Sightings 332.
So let's see what kind of stories y'all have for us today.
Jumping right in. Sinister Sightings, Uncrustables, Ghost. Hey ladies, I've been listening to y'all for about 2 months now and saw your call for stories on Instagram. So last year, me and my then fiance, N, moved into a shitty little rental with one of his friends, C. It was a single wide trailer from the 90s that was basically held together by hopes and dreams, but it was cheap. And as far as we know, there has been no criminal activity or deaths. So the bar was low. I'm not sure which event happened first, but I'll start with N's dream. In this dream, it was nighttime. We were in bed and our bed was facing our bedroom door. It wasn't in real life. So he could see into our living room and kitchen. He heard knocking on our front door and opened it. In walked this black figure. Then it cut to said black figure standing in our kitchen, staring at him with a hateful look. I say hateful because now it wasn't just a black figure. It was a deathly pale woman drenched in a black dress and veil. Besides the world's scariest staring contest, nothing else happened in this dream. I call her the Uncrustables ghost, and this next story explains why. So our roommate C had left a box with a few Uncrustables in it so they could thaw and he'd eat them for dinner. While me and N were in our bathroom getting ready for bed, we heard C call us from the kitchen. We walk in and his beloved Uncrustables are gone, box and all. We look around everywhere for them, even in C's room and bathroom just in case he was hiding them and making us think that they were magically disappeared. They were gone, and I made the half-joking comment that maybe it was a ghost. We all left it at that and returned to our rooms. I went back into the kitchen a few minutes later to check to make sure our back door was locked, and the box was back, just where C had left it, all sandwiches intact. Me and N decided it was almost like C was pulling a prank on us. He hasn't admitted to it, but I still lovingly call her the Uncrustables ghost. This story was our last encounter with UG that I can remember right this second. Me and N were in the kitchen. I was standing next to him eating a little snack while he was perusing the freezer for something to eat. Suddenly, he looks at me and a confused look comes over his face. "Did you just touch me?" he asks. I said, "No, my hands were full with my little sweet treat." Then he tells me that he had felt someone gently touch his shoulder and assumed it was me since it was on the same side. I was stoked that my fiance just got touched by a ghost, but he was understandably pretty creeped out. Anyway, that was the last of UG. I'll be sending in more stories as my husband has had several ghost encounters through his life, and I've had several bouts of sleep paralysis and have encountered what I think are demons in my dream. M. P.S. Y'all are awesome, and sorry for the grammar and formatting mistakes.
Okay, well, one, nobody better lay a finger on my Uncrustables, especially if they're the honey and peanut butter ones.
I don't think I love them.
Oh my God, I love them so much. I love them when they're not all the way thawed too.
Yeah, I think that's why I don't love them, because it feels like a lot of work.
It's not.
I know, but it's like remembering to thaw them, to eat them, and it's like...
But like, it's minutes. You literally take them out, maybe make yourself a drink, maybe scroll on TikTok for a minute, and then you eat it.
I just feel like if I want it, I want it now.
You just don't know what good is, because Uncrustables are amazing. I love them so much.
We can tell. You need a minute with your Uncrustables?
But also, I love how you called her UG.
Yeah, that was cute. When I first read it, it took me like 0.2 seconds, and I was like, oh, the Uncrustables ghost.
But why was she in black?
I don't know. What's the hag wear?
Black.
God damn it. Why was she wearing this such bizarre color? Black. Why would she choose that? What did they usually wear? Black. The fuck?
I'm assuming y'all are not there anymore.
I can't get over you. Black. What is this bizarre color?
I can't help it. I was just thinking about Uncrustables. And I really do like the honey peanut butter one more than the jelly peanut butter, but I like them both.
Did you think that she would just, what, be in like a purple dress because it's Uncrustables?
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Hey, and thanks for sending in your stories and keeping this segment alive. Okay, the next one. Medical mysteries. I've sent in a couple of stories in the past, but heard you have 2 weeks of sinister sightings left. The need to help was heard, and since I'm running low on personal stories, this is a couple of mini stories that happened when I worked at a hospital as a tech. In my 20s, I worked as a floor tech, cardiac monitor tech, so I watched and interpreted heart rhythms when people were on telemetry, and a unit secretary when we lived in Maryland. One evening, as I worked nights, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., a new patient was admitted. I went to the room to take vitals and obtain an EKG. It was in the corner room that always gave me the creeps. The bathroom door, which was very heavy, would slam shut on you when you went into the bathroom. As I was running the EKG machine, the curtain that was pulled all the way around the bed for the patient's privacy slid open about 3 feet. The patient and I both looked and they said to me, "Did you see that?" I responded, "Yep." Then printed the EKG and disconnected the patient. As I was opening the curtain to leave, the patient asked if I was going to leave them alone in there. My answer was also, "Yeah, pretty sure they won't move your room just because it's haunted. Call me if you need me." Nothing else happened that night. The room continued to creep me out. It felt like you were being watched in there. In that same room, I had a patient request a DNR. He wasn't critically ill, not sure what he was admitted for, but he didn't look like he was on the way out. I got the nurse, and she had the order completed and placed in the patient's chart. I went to talk to the patient, and he said that he was going to die that night and was happy he had the DNR. I made small talk and went on about my business, but he did die that night, very shortly after. When I was working the desk as a monitor tech slash unit secretary, I received a call from a room. The issue is that room was empty. In fact, the bed was gone as well. I'm pretty sure the bed was removed to take a patient to the procedure or taken to the ER while the patient was getting ready to be brought to the floor. Anyway, the call bell was there, not near anything that would have hit the button. It was reset and it didn't happen again. I blame the hospital for not having windows that open. You need to crack a window and release a soul after a death. On another night, I received a call from the morgue. I was working the desk as usual, and the caller ID showed morgue. I answered it with, "PCU, this is Cara." Breathing. Slight, soft breathing. I hung up and I called security and transport to ask if they were in there messing with me. They rounded the corner. The morgue was in the basement. It would have been near impossible to get up 3 floors, and the night shift had the least amount of staff. It's a locked room, and only those 2 departments had a key. Hope this helped keep the sinister sightings going. As usual, hope this flows and makes sense. I started writing this like 2 weeks ago and forgot about it. Cara.
That definitely sounds like some shit that we would do. Start writing something, forget about it, move on.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I have so many things in my drafts, then I have to go through and delete them. And Carrie had just talked about the last episode, how much you love the medical stuff.
Yes.
The call coming from the room that's empty.
With the heavy breathing? Who is it, you?
Well, you know, yeah.
Well, you know it's me, too. It ain't just you.
I know the morgue is a place, but, just seeing that come up on the caller ID, I'd be like, I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah. I know you've been in the morgue, you're doing all the things.
I didn't say anything.
Really? Yes, it's creepy.
Why'd you give me that accent? Really? The hospital that I worked at, people didn't just work in the morgue. It was an in and out situation. It had a desk in a little office in there, but people didn't just work in there. You walked in and you were in the morgue part, and it had, I think, 4 coolers that could hold 2 people in each. And then it had what you would think would be an autopsy table, but they didn't do autopsies there. And then they had the little office. So when I was a transporter and we would take people down to the morgue, we would pull out the slab that they were going to be put on and then transfer them over. And while we were doing that, the police officer that unlocked it for us would just be chilling in the office waiting on us or help us if we needed help. But And then we'd all leave.
So you mean to tell me when I die, I might have to share a cooler with somebody?
Yes, absolutely. Well, no, it depends on what you do, because the thing is that they, because they didn't do autopsies and stuff there, people didn't always go down there. Like if let's say you died in the hospital and you, like a funeral home came and got you, you probably wouldn't even have to go down there. It just depends on like how long until the funeral home could come get you, if they hadn't made arrangements, etc.
I don't want to share anything with anybody.
We know.
Instead of a DNR, it's, hey, I'm not, I don't want to share.
Do not room with her.
But I would like a roommate. I would like to be able to talk to somebody. Just not in death, because, you know, they'd be, like, boring.
Like you are now.
The shots are fired, y'all.
What? They're just coming to me tonight. I don't know why, because you're not boring at all, but they're just coming to me.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the next one. Hello, my spooky sisters. I can't stand the thought of sinister sightings coming to an end, so I thought I'd better do my part. This story comes from my teenage years when I was dating my then-boyfriend, now ex-husband. We'll call him Mike. Now, Mike was a loser. He didn't have a car, a job, and most of his friends didn't have cars or jobs either. That means I was stuck hauling him around anywhere he wanted to go, and that included driving his loser friends around as well. And as Mike was 6 years older than me, groomer, he was 22 with friends in that same range. Sidebar, they said groomer. One weekend, he wanted to go pick up his friend Daniel from Daniel's new apartment. Our town is super small, and it took us less than 5 minutes to drive over. Why didn't Daniel just walk? Anyway, as we were getting out of the car in the parking lot of the apartment building, Daniel opened the window and yelled at us to come up and check out his new space. As soon as we walked in the door of the building, a feeling I have never had before or since ran through me. It was a mixture of panic and dread and extreme sadness. That's the best I can describe it, but it doesn't fully capture how I was feeling. Daniel's apartment was on the second floor. So we were walking down the hall, looking for the steps or the elevator. I grabbed Mike's arm and said, I have to leave. I have to get out of here. He asked why, and I said, I don't know. A lot of people have died in here. I can feel them. I can feel them all over me, and they're trying to smother me. He looked at me like I had lost my mind, but he was used to my woo-woo tendencies by then. So he handed me the keys to go back outside. I sat in the car shaking and trying to slow my breathing down while he looked around Daniel's new apartment, and then they both came down. I asked Daniel if he felt anything weird in his apartment. He said he didn't and wanted to know why I asked. I said, I just thought the building was spooky. He shrugged it off and we went about our day. I don't even remember what we did. Probably went to the KFC buffet or something, because rural town. Sorry, Donna, I can't say it either. We dropped Daniel back off in the parking lot later that evening. Then I dropped Mike off and went home. When my mom got home that night from working a 12-hour shift as a nurse at our local hospital, we ate together, talked about our respective days. I got the rundown on what all kinds of patients she had, what gossip she had about her coworkers, the usual. I was telling her about visiting Daniel's apartment and how I felt so strange and scared as soon as we got in the building. You know that used to be the hospital before they built a new one, right? She asked. I shook my head in disbelief. Yeah, there was a fire there in the 50s, and that's why the new one was built. I was even more creeped out after hearing the history of the building. I was never, ever willing to return there, not even to wait in the parking lot to pick Daniel up. As I mentioned, he was a loser who didn't have a job or pay bills, so he lost that apartment in a couple months anyway. I've had a few other experiences where I have felt things at other places, but nothing like this time. I've even been to a few extremely haunted locations, Major Graham Mansion in Virginia and the Sorrel Weed House in Savannah, but didn't feel anything nearly as intense as I did in our tiny little town's former hospital turned apartment building. I just want to thank you both for bringing so much humor and entertainment to my life. Just hearing you guys laugh makes my day brighter, and I laugh like a lunatic along with y'all as my coworkers look on in bewilderment. I'm a Southwest Virginia girly, and your accents in my ear make me feel like I'm out getting margaritas with my besties instead of working, volunteering, or cleaning my house behind our 17, yes, 17 pets. I hope I can make it to a meetup one day, but as an introvert and a homebody with a mini zoo, it's not looking likely anytime soon. My Mondays and Thursdays with y'all are enough to sustain me for now. Much love and light, Amber. Two things stood out from this story for me. 17 pets and a KFC buffet.
Oh my God. Literally, I was going to say, first things first, what is a KFC buffet and how do,
how do I get one?
Oh my God.
I'm thinking they got some good mac and cheese.
The biscuits are good.
I bet they got some good tendies.
Oh, gosh. And I wonder if they have tater logs.
Do you think that they have the mixings to make the bowls yourself?
Oh, you know I love their famous bowls.
Why are we so fat?
I want to go on a diet. Also, KFC has a buffet. Oh my gosh. But also 17 pets. What kind of pets? Tell us all of it.
What if it's like just fish? She just has like this huge aquarium and we're picturing like 10 dogs, 4 cats, a mule, a dog. I already said the dogs. That's all I can think of. A cow, a horse.
It's just fish. I'm just thinking now, like, what if a girl was saying that to a guy on like a, or vice versa on a first date, you know, like, yeah, I have 17 pets. And they're like, oh, God. Yeah, it's all beta fish. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yes.
Like, oh, my gosh. That is really funny. But hey, introverts can come and hang out too. We'll go at your pace. Just kidding. Because I will be like, I gotta hug you. Pretty much just like that. Oh, but I'm glad, even though your ex was a loser with a capital L on his forehead, he did allow you. He was like, no. You go do you and like go sit in the car. Let me just go and be like a friend to my friend real quick. Check it out and then go. Okay, the next one. Sinister sightings. Help! Hi, Donna and Carrie. I heard you only have 2 weeks left of sinister sightings. And I figured it's about time I wrote in again. Don't mind me if I go on tangents while writing this. I'm exhausted from a long work day. Okay, here we go. I had a really good friend who could see just like I can. Now, she can see ghosts, whereas I'm more of a person who can hear. We were bantering back and forth, having a good old time like one does. Well, it was time for me to go home and do some homework. Picture it. I get home and I'm sitting at my desk, a 90s desk with that blonde wood. To my left was the door to get into my bedroom and the hallway. I'm staring at my computer screen doing some kind of homework and I get this feeling I'm being watched. I look up and I see a girl probably about 10 years old or so standing at my door in a dirty white dress. Legit, like she dug herself out of a grave. Her hair was a mess as well. This was a matter of seconds. I looked down and back up and she was gone. Of course, I called my friend and she just started laughing and told me to come over. Never have I seen this little girl again. Honestly, nor do I want to. I hope this helps just a little bit to keep our sinister sightings just a tad longer. Creep it real and don't get scared, Sunny.
Well, thank you for keeping the sinister sightings going.
For real. Also, what I picture is like the Ring girl.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want her standing at my door either. But good thing you have a friend who can see things and like understands you and believes you. So it's like, hey, come on over. Don't worry about it.
We need friends that can see stuff. Well, I may not want to know, but like I kind of do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next one. Hi, ladies. How do I even start this email that I have been meaning to write forever? I love you ladies so, so, so much. Meeting y'all in Austin was the highlight of 2023 for me. Your banter and especially your laughter have been brightening my day since 2019. I have a bunch of stories to share, so I will break them up into several emails just to keep the sinister sightings going. I even have a story that includes the podcast. So let's start with a story that involves the podcast. So for some backstory, on August 10th, 2021, I had a stroke that left my entire right side paralyzed. I spent the next 5 months in the hospital and rehab facilities to get me on the road to recovery. I'm proud to say that I am slowly typing this with both of my hands as I continue to gain movement on my right side. Anyway, the final rehab facility I spent time in is where the story takes place. The facility is called Texas Neuro Rehab. It's a large campus with several buildings, and each building houses a different focus of rehabilitation. I stayed in the Magnolia building, which I was told had been used as drug and alcohol rehab before they converted it. I had a private room, and my wing of the building was empty for much of my stay, so when I would smell tobacco randomly, I had no explanation. I would listen to y'all as I put puzzles together and rested after therapy sessions. I was in the middle of an episode one day, but I had to turn it off and get ready for bed. So mid-episode, I turned off Spotify and then my phone. I left my phone on the desk in my room and was in the bathroom when all of a sudden I heard your intro music playing. I wheeled myself out of the bathroom to see what was going on, and there was my phone, happily playing the intro music to the episode I had been listening to. If my phone was going to just start playing, why wouldn't it start where it was at in the episode? Let me tell you, that intro can sound really spooky when it starts playing out of the blue. Another night, I pressed the help button and fell asleep while I waited for someone to come help me. I awoke when I heard the door open and saw a figure enter. I couldn't see the person clearly as my eyes were still blurry with sleep, but I saw the shape approach me, then suddenly they turned around and moved backwards towards the door and were gone. A moment later, another person entered, only this time I could see them clearly. I asked them why they left without saying anything, and they told me they hadn't been here before. I saw this, quote, nurse, as I came to call them, two more times while I was there, always when I needed help. I told my physical therapist about the weird things I had witnessed since being there, and he said, oh yeah, this place is haunted for sure. He then told me about the stuff that would go on in the rooms on the other side of the building. There were complaints from residents about the kids they could hear laughing and playing. One woman would call the techs at night begging them to tell the kids to quiet down because they were keeping her awake at night. I have enough trouble sleeping, so I don't need some dang ghost children messing with my sleep. After hearing what went on that side of the building, I was glad to be on the quiet side. Well, I see I have rambled on long enough this time, but I will send in more stories soon. Until then, creep it real, KDP from Illinois, formerly Texas. And I see you, Katie, putting the Illinois next to the IL for me. Thank you.
If y'all hear some weird noises, it's because I have the hiccups and I couldn't hold up in all the time when Carrie was saying stuff.
Why do the hiccups annoy me so bad? I used to have this coworker that was like actually mad if you hiccuped out loud, because he would be like, you can control it. Like,
you can.
But you can't always. But God, they piss me off.
Me too, because why do they come?
But I also hate the people that are like, like, you're not, that's not real. Like, quit trying to make yourself hiccup. Like, it's dumb. You're not cool because you have the fucking hiccups. God. You know what I'm talking about? People that are like, I have the hiccups.
No,
oh gosh,
goofy.
I have them so bad. Like, they really do, but then they like make them worse, you know?
I hate having the hiccups.
First, congrats on all your rehab, and so glad that we could be there for you while you were doing it.
Hell yeah.
Proud of you for using both hands.
That's huge. Also, Austin was 2023? Fuck.
2 years ago.
Good Lord. I was trying to think if it was Austin or Dallas when I had the caterpillar on my eye from my false lash that fell down because I was so hot. But I think that was Dallas. Because we had our makeup done by Erica. Yeah, and it was like freaking amazing.
Yes. But I'm trying to remember. Was it Dallas? I think it was Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Austin we met went to the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Anyway, thank you so much for coming out and supporting us and supporting Sinister Sightings. What kind of puzzles do you like to do?
I really want to do some puzzles.
Me too.
I do have a puzzle app, though.
That's not the same.
Well, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. I want puzzles.
You know what I need to do?
What?
The painting that you gave me.
Uh-huh.
Donna gave me for Christmas a painting. It's like paint by numbers, and it's a picture of me and Colby from the wedding.
I forgot about it. But yeah, hurt my feelings you haven't done it.
Yeah, I can tell you're real upset.
Okay, last one. Hey, y'all. I have worked in healthcare for 12 years now. I started as a housekeeper at my local hospital while going to nursing school. I used to have to clean the operating rooms in the evening once they were done with the surgeries for the day. This was a small hospital that only had 2 ORs and about 20 inpatient rooms. I was the only housekeeper working most evenings. I would frequently hear my name called when no one was around. The TVs in the recovery area would turn on by themselves. Also, sometimes the call lights would go off with no one in the room. Eventually, I worked my way up to a nursing assistant at the same hospital. A lot of our patients would be older patients from the nursing home that were sick. I had an older lady who wasn't responsive sit up in the middle of her bath and say midnight before laying right back and not responding again. Once I became a nurse, I would sometimes work 16-hour shifts when we were short-staffed. I was taking care of the sweetest older lady. She was a great patient throughout the day. Of course, at evening, she started sundowning and trying to get out of the bed. She could not walk on her own. I put up her bed rails and sat outside her room while charting to make sure she didn't fall. I peeked in and she looked like she was praying. I went in to check on her and she was praying, "Dear devil, please take that awful girl away." I had instant chills and was scared to drive home in the dark that night. I love your podcast. Thanks for listening to my stories, Rachel H. Okay, so tell me why I'm a Leo and I got my feelings hurt thinking that she was saying, "Dear devil, take that awful girl away," and she was talking about you. Like, if I heard that, I wouldn't be scared saying, like, "Oh God, what if she saw, like, something," because she said, like, midnight, and now she's talking about a little girl. I'd be like, she hates me. She wants the devil to do something to me. Maybe I read that wrong, and maybe that's why you were scared driving home. I don't know, Rachel. Tell me.
No, I think you definitely just made that about you.
Okay. Also, dear devil.
Well, because if there was a demon, she's saying, "Devil, come get this girl. Come get your girl."
What's that part in that movie that I don't like? "Dear God, make me a bird."
Oh my God, Forrest Gump.
Yeah. "Dear devil, make me a crow."
Jesus. That was funny. But yes, I at first was like, dang, about the "dear devil, come get her," but I see what they're saying.
Yeah.
Also, I'm loving all this medical shit.
Uh-huh. That terrifies me. Like, the room calls with no one in the room?
Yeah, that's...
Uh-uh.
Two stories in this one sinister sightings that happened.
Yeah, and I'm like, is that a normal occurrence?
The call is coming from inside the house.
Like, uh-uh. That was a small-ass hospital, huh? Like, 20 inpatients?
Yeah. I mean, like, probably a small rural hospital.
Okay, sorry. Well, since you're in a rural location, too, do y'all have a KFC cafe? Just asking. Where's
asking
our next
for a
road? Yeah. Where's our road trip going?
Like, me and Donna picking, like, where we're going to have our next meetup. So, is there a Home 2 Suites so we can have breakfast?
Oh,
check.
Yeah.
Is there a KFC buffet? Nope, can't go there.
Sorry. Now I know it exists, and now I must have it.
Now we know what we need. Y'all, thank y'all so much for sending these in. We are just going to keep plugging on with Sinister Sightings as long as we have stories to share with y'all. So if you want your story read on an episode, send it in to us at aparanormalchicks@gmail.com. And remember,
creep it real
and don't get scared.